This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in case you haven't heard, they signed all the starters on offense, all the starters on defense. They're all coming back. Look out, NFL. And we're broadcasting great radio stations all across America, all around the world via the internet and the satellite too. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. Parler, we're on as at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, which is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So joining us right now, to start out our number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the ship that's blocking the Suez Canal, I'm going to read something here about Americans and a poll that's out there before we get ourselves into the voter reform that's coming out right now. Now, confidence in the nation's economic future has declined in the past 2 years, and even fewer Americans now expect their own income to increase. And a new Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 49% of American adults believe it's possible for just about anyone in the United States to work their way out of poverty. That's a 6% decline from April 2019, when Donald Trump was the president. I find that to be interesting.
Yes, very interesting indeed. The message of America, Captain, has always been opportunity. It's always been about hard work. Yes, taking risks, but the rewards are so great. And it used to be, and I emphasize used to be, because it seems like nowadays we're not supposed to have a great message about America. You know, it used to be that no matter where you came from, what your ethnicity was, what your background was, none of that mattered if you were willing to put in the effort. That was the promise of America. But it seems like, Captain, so many in the Democrat Party elite, as I call them, the woke crowd or whatever it is, constantly wants to make people think that nope, you have no opportunity. It's all downhill from here. It's very sad.
Now, the state of Georgia, where they had a lot of problems with voter election laws, correct?
Yes.
And the Secretary of State wouldn't do anything and the governor wouldn't do anything, correct?
That's right.
Because I guess they were afraid that their courts hadn't made any decisions, so they didn't want to make a command decision. But we do know that plenty of the things that happened there were illegal and declared such, to where now the state of Georgia has legislation which will eliminate most of the opportunities that were there for fraudulent voting that occurred this past November, and is pointed right straight squarely at Stacey Abrams.
Well, that's exactly right. And the idea, of course, is that you have to have some kind of structure to an election. You have to be able to close the gaps to where, as you said, to invite voter fraud. Now, if you're going to be able to make sure that if somebody sends an absentee ballot, for example, that that person is the actually the person who actually did it,
right,
and makes it a legitimate vote, but if that's somehow trying to attack our democracy or stuff like that, then that's just crazy. But again, this is always going to be the narrative. Whenever you mm-hmm. have legitimate, well-thought-out election reform, it's going to be, no, it's Jim Crow and all this kind of stuff to cloud the issue, because the Democrat Party elite, they want to be able to retain power. This is the best way they find to do it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you get a COVID shot yet?
No, it has not been opened up yet in California for my group yet.
One of the things they will require from you, which was required down here in Florida and everywhere else where I've checked, is photo ID to ID that you are who you say you are and that you live where you say you live to qualify for the shot, because if you don't live, say, in the state of Florida, and you don't live in Pinellas County where the shots are being given, and the prerequisite was you had to be a Pinellas County a resident, then you don't get the shot. They will not give it to you.
Well, that's right. I do know, I think, as here in California, there was a story here a couple of days ago. Someone was turned away. They were, an undocumented immigrant, and they were turned away from the shot, and it caused a big thing at a big time pharmacy.
Well, former President Donald Trump had this to say off his Save America PAC website. He said, congratulations to Georgia and the Georgia State Legislature on changing their vote rules and regulations. They learned from the travesty of the 2020 presidential election, which can never be allowed to happen again. Too bad these changes could not have been done sooner.
Well, exactly right. And again, it's always going to be after the fact. You know, in fact, I saw a news story about what was happening in Georgia, Captain.
Well, it's more than Georgia, Kyle. It's now Michigan is in it. Pennsylvania's in it. Florida just changed some of their laws and tightened things up. That's a lot of other states that are jumping on the bandwagon to get this done. And right away, the Democrats are all hollering in unison, voter suppression, voter suppression. Well, it isn't. Get over it. Too bad. So sad. Move if you don't like it, please. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, it's all about America here on this program. Have you figured that out yet?
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy, the announcer girl. This portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that Bauer windshield of yours, because if you give it an inspection today and you got a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in Florida. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty, and drop $100 in your hand after you tell me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. So the phone number to call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you to get that $100 laid right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on time. Right. Now, Kyle, I'm going to play something here. This is one of those feel-good stories when you hear about churches, and, you know, there's nothing really that churches do that, in my opinion, are all that bad. And this is a church in Oklahoma, okay, that did something really good, and it's worth listening to this report, and here we go.
And staff in Tulsa, thanks to the efforts of Transformation Church. Tammy McQuarters, a spokesman for the congregation, tells the Christian Post they set aside, quote, 10% of our income to give to individual benevolent situations, natural disasters, and other nonprofit organizations that provide support for the homeless, food banks, and other churches, just to name a few. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, how about that?
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, churches are in a great position to be able to help people in their community, and to make it systematic in that way just shows again that they're trying to live the love of the Lord that they have, and that's the best that they could. It's a wonderful thing that they're doing.
Yeah. By the way, President Trump asked if Durham is still alive and if his Russia reports are ever coming. That's a little bit of mockery on the part of the former president. We know he's still around, but wouldn't you think we're getting closer to doing something here?
One would think, exactly. So, yes, I'm sure there's some frustration on the part of the former president and frustration on the part of a lot of people out there around the country, because, again, people, I think, expected to see some more movement on this. That being said, if and when the shoes begin to drop, I think it's going to be pretty deafening.
Okay, so we've got this huge ship jam, about 250 ships, sitting in the Arabian Sea outside the Suez awaiting passage, while a team from the United States Navy, apparently, is going to the Suez Canal to help dig out the container ship that's currently blocking the canal. Now, there are some smaller ships that are going up through the older canal, which was designed for not the big super tankers, but for the smaller ones, so they're able to get through there much slower than going through the normal canal that the ship is blocking right now. But they're talking about, Kyle, 2 to 3 weeks still blocking the major canal.
Well, that's right. Some later reports seem to say that Egyptian officials are saying that it could be freed over this weekend, but that would seem to be pretty optimistic. This is a major undertaking, talking about dredging and taking away mud and material and so forth, just so they can try to turn this very large ship around and get it free.
Yeah. It's fully loaded with containers.
We can
see that.
Right.
The only other way to do it is maybe up where the bow is to unload some of those containers where they can reach it at least with a big oversized crane and remove what's on the front end of the bow to get the bow up a little bit higher in the air and try to release it that way.
Yes, exactly. But this is a logistical nightmare. There was never, they're going to have to figure out ways to do that because it doesn't look like it's very apparent that they could easily do stuff like this. And so just to be able to get the logistics on that would take some time for safety reasons and this kind of thing. But yes, this is a big, big deal. And if it turns into weeks, then even the smaller canal, we're still going to see backups in shipments.
Yeah, because it can only take the smaller ships. It can't take the super tankers.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Now, Republicans want answers to the police involvement in the Hunter Biden 2018 gun incident. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think we might be waiting for some answers on that, unfortunately.
Now yeah. I saw a copy of the purchase of the gun that was made by Hunter, and he actually lied on the purchase. And what he lied about was having been a drug addict or convicted on drug charges or anything like that. He put down no when the answer should have been yes.
Yeah, and that's obviously easily seen here.
Exactly. And that is a felony. When you're talking about buying a gun, that is a felony charge.
That's right. That's exactly right. This is serious stuff. And, you know, of course, if we all know if this was President Trump's son or daughter.
Hell,
child,
if it was you or me.
That's right. That's right. But even so, for the previous president, this would have been a total catastrophe. But yet for Hunter Biden and for President Biden, it seems to be just Friday, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, Larry Kudlow was talking on his Fox Business News television show yesterday that the Biden infrastructure bill includes the largest expansion of the social welfare state since LBJ back in the Great American Plan or whatever they called that back in the 60s.
That's right. That's right. The Great Society.
There you go.
And so forth. Yeah, I think that, yes, this obviously is the aim of these big-time, you know, Democrat Party elite. I mean, this is exact. They think this is a recipe. They think this is their time. You know, they're going to use the pandemic and all of the related issues to that, to expand government. We just saw with the big stimulus. Now we know the infrastructure bill that will come. They want to tax everything under the sun to be able to do it because they believe that government has the answers, not inherently the American people who know how to get business done, know how to get things done. So, yes, I'm not surprised that that's how he's referring to that.
Well, one of Donald Trump's former campaign people, David Bossi, talked about Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats now have a new target in their quest for election control, and it's the Iowa Congresswoman Miller Meeks, who won her election by 6 votes, certified by the state of Iowa, everything done the way it's supposed to be, and they want to overturn it.
Well, sure. And you know what? If it's 6 votes or how many votes or whatever.
I don't care if it was 1 vote.
If it was 1 vote, exactly. Aren't they doing the exact same thing that they thought was so horrible for people to even ask a question about in terms of elections and difference in some of these different states that swung the presidential election? This is exactly the same thing. And what's more, Captain, is you're taking the will of the Democrat Party and imposing it onto hundreds of thousands of voters in that district just because the Democrat Party wants a different result.
I go back to 2006 when Vern Buchanan was running in the old Florida 13 district here in Florida against Christine Jennings. He won after several recounts, and it was certified by 253 votes. Christine Jennings protested, kicked it into the House of Representatives, and it didn't go anywhere. And that was 253 votes.
Right. Right. Well, but in these days, where we're living right now, I mean, it's all about power. And if they can grab the power, they will do it.
And they just lost a seat.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But again, you know, look, rules are rules. Certifications are certifications. We're all supposed to play by the same rules. Now, I know that sounds a little Pollyannish, but the idea is that if you're going to certify the presidential election and we all move on, we all live with it, well, if this is a certified election, then the Democrats should move on and live with it.
Yeah, because it went through the legal process in Iowa. It went through the court system.
Right.
It went through the recount and all that stuff, and the results were certified. That was it, end of story. And off to the Congress went the Republican winner by 6 votes. Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time.
Exactly right. In other words, we have to have a set of rules that keep our order in our society.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, how the Biden administration wants you and your car to pay for its $3 billion infrastructure plan. You heard me right.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two congressional delegations got a first-hand look at a detention center along the Texas border with Mexico. One of the state's Republican senators, John Cornyn, led a group of 17 of his colleagues.
The Border Patrol and Health and Human Services and the non-governmental organizations that are struggling to deal with this flood of humanity tell us they cannot get ahead of this. flood of humanity without policy changes in Washington, D.C.
The other was a delegation of Democratic House members that was led by Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro.
Today, to go back to Washington and offer recommendations for how this process can be improved, how the asylum process can be improved, and people's human rights can be respected.
According to officials, there are now more than 17,000 unaccompanied minors in U.S. custody. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by the stem cell patch, people. Pay close attention to this. I happen to have one on my back tonight, and I'll tell you what it's doing for me.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I've got one of those patches, folks, in the middle of my back right now because I've had my spine fused down my lower vertebrae, L2 and 3, because of something that happened to me after I broke my back the second time from being injured in the line of duty. And I had some back pain, so I took it, and I said, well, okay, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I can tell everybody what's going on. Well, I can tell you that this little stem cell patch stopped the pain in my back. And I have not taken any relief factor tonight. I did it on purpose to see if that by itself would work for me. And apparently, it is, and it will, and it does. So there you go. Check it out. You'll find out more about it as you check the stem cell patch. And it's also, by the way, Patrick Hyland, Sunday morning, you'll be able to hear it on his program at 11 o'clock when he talks about it. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. So what are they going to do right now with Gavin Newsom in California?
Well, what's happening, number one, I think that the recall has triggered Newsom to try to do something for the people of California so they're not so angry with his leadership. Whether that's going to really work, we will see. But right now, of course, the next step is to get the recall process underway, especially as all the signatures have been turned in now.
How many signatures did they need to get it done?
I think it was, 1.5 million, I think, somewhere in there.
Well, as of March 19th, the Secretary of State's office had processed 1.454 million signatures and deemed that 1.188 million were valid through March 11th, a validation rate of 82%. So are you sure it's not a million?
Well, we'll double check on that for sure. I know that it was in that ballpark, but what was happening is they were trying to get upwards of 2 million signatures to account for any signatures that could be invalidated. But one of the most important aspects of this, though, Captain, is that it's not just a bunch of Republicans in California who are trying to unseat Gavin Newsom. We're talking about Republicans, Democrats, and independents, people with no party preference. Everybody in California has been impacted in some way or another by the leadership or lack thereof of Governor Newsom. And we've sat through his long-winded press conferences about the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. And now suddenly, Disneyland's going to open. We see the tiers roll back. But also, of course, we're hearing about getting the vaccine out to people starting April 1st, 50 and up, and 2 weeks later, people 16 and up can get the vaccine.
Would you like to know how the Biden administration plans on paying for their $3.8 billion infrastructure plan?
Well, part of that is going to be raising the corporate tax and other taxes. But, Captain, isn't there the per mile tax that Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, is talking about?
Yes, there is. And back in the day when men were men and women were proud of it, we had in the older trucks that we drove, especially one of the ones that I drove, a cab over Emeryville, when I was pulling doubles up and down the New York Thruway to make extra money because I was only getting $5,750 as a firefighter per year. But anyway, that's a story of a different color. But we had these tax meters in our trucks, and it looked like a – you ever seen a taxi cab with a meter they got?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It looked just about like that, and it had a readout in there with a little print thing. Everything got printed on it. And every trip that you would make going up and down the thruway or wherever you were going, it would give you a printout. It would show you your mileage, and you would turn that in with your logbook, and that's how you got paid because you were being paid mileage for the most part or hourly. Very few people got hourly, but it was mostly mileage. So that being said, you had to turn that in there. But what that did was it gave the trucking companies an idea of what it was going to cost them because the trucks had to pay the what was called the highway use tax. Well, that went away, and then it was you had to buy so much fuel in the different states to be able to cover the tax that was there. So they're going to do this just about the way they did the trucks with the cars, and that is your mileage, okay? Whatever you drive is going to be charged at a taxable rate, whatever they decided to be, so many cents a mile, whether it's 3 cents, 5 cents, 7 cents, 9 cents. I'm just throwing up numbers because I don't know what it's going to be. But that's what's going to pay for the infrastructure for the roads. Now, the problem is, Kyle, they took it away from the trucks. They never used the money that the trucks collected to fix the roads, or they wouldn't be in this problem to begin with.
Well, exactly.
So who thinks the cars are going to do it?
Well, but also they're talking about how the gas tax isn't going to fund it or it's not doing what they want it to do. And some people, Captain, and quite a lot of people are getting electric cars. And why did they get an electric car? Primarily so that they didn't have to buy gas. I talked to someone the other day who has a hybrid car, and they said they hadn't bought gas in the last 3 months, you know, because they just don't have to. So they're not paying gas tax per se. They may be paying in other ways. But the idea, of course,
got to plug it in.
Well, exactly. But the idea now, of course, is that, well, wait a minute. If people aren't driving or buying as much gas, well, heck, we gotta tax the miles they drive. So you could buy an electric car and try to do the right thing for the environment, et cetera, et cetera, and then suddenly you're gonna get taxed on top of that. So there's just no way around it. You can't get away from that, unfortunately. But I don't think it's going to be very popular, Captain, because how is that going to be enforced? That's going to be a major, major undertaking by the federal government.
Well, it's going to be enforced the same way they did it. Now, they also have in these new cars black boxes.
Yes, that's true.
And yeah, the black boxes will tell them.
Exactly. So now, I guess, in California, of course, we have smog checks. We have very tight emission controls.
And did you know those black boxes can be accessed by a computer not in the vehicle?
In some cases, you're right, RF mm-hmm. and so forth. That's
because
right.
when they read your power bill now, they're reading the power bill by driving by with a nice fancy meter you got on your pole,
that's
which
right.
tells them how much power you've used.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So there are all kinds of ways perhaps they will do it, but I think it will not be, well, obviously it won't be popular, but it's just another big step for big government to decide, okay, now we're going to go get that money. But it just is with everything else, Captain, whether they're taxing business or the miles you drive, they never generates what they think it's going to generate, because things don't happen in a vacuum. People change their behavior, they change their spending, and the money never rolls in over 10 years at $1 billion over 10 years. It never happens the way they say it will.
It adds a new dimension to Big Brother is watching.
Very, very much so. Very, very much so.
Now, one of the things we need to mention before we head to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is the fact that the senators were in a Texas migrant facility pod yesterday, which was at 9 times the capacity. And there was a video put out there by Senator Lankford, who took a picture of that and said, "You won't believe what we're looking at here." And I didn't believe it until I saw it.
This is very, very, to say it's concerning would be an understatement. Captain, I think that those in the news media who pride themselves on being investigative and so forth, this is a huge story, and the pressure needs to start mounting. If this was any other administration, it would be a full-blown political disaster for them. But again, what's more important than that is what's actually happening to the people that are there.
And a Florida congressman down here, a black congressman by the name of Donalds, has ripped Joe Biden for invoking Jim Crow into the filibuster debate. He said that was absolutely uncalled for and has no bearing on what's going on.
Well, of course, because it's just a way to inflame the situation and deflect from what we're actually talking about when it comes to talking about the filibuster. So that way you're terrified. Oh, I don't want to criticize their thing about the filibuster, because then they're going to call you a racist. And that is the way that they try to win the argument.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back and do another Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And then Denise Simon's hanging around the corner here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. More in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. It's Kathy's turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way with her husband, Don, the Double D Ranch up there. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there. Everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee, no questions asked, at the Pilot or Flying J that you stop at. But more important than that, join the Drivers Club. You get points for buying fuel, points for buying food, points for buying supplies in the trucker's store. And they all add up, and you can use them come Christmas time, save yourself a bunch of money, or order things from the Truckers Club catalog store, too. Also, don't forget that RVers, you have the same opportunity to do that with the RV Club. Alrighty, here we go, going trucking again.
On the road in our
Okay, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. That's Dave Dudley. That's a legendary trucker song, I'll tell you that much. I haven't heard it in a while, but I heard it tonight. So let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle, I'm going to read the statement and give it to you. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, another potent storm system is starting to move across the country with severe storms possible across the lower Mississippi through Tennessee valleys on Saturday into early Sunday. Now, all hazards will be possible, including large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and some of these tornadoes have been deadly, with heavy rainfall across these regions is also expected to lead to dangerous flash flooding. That's what we know about. We'll tell you where all that's going on right now. Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. The word tonight is wind, and we've got high wind warnings and fire weather watches all up in the northern part of the United States tonight. This is going to start in southern Oregon. We've also got in northern Oregon as well, southern Washington, near Pendleton, coming along I-84. Also, of course, if you're near Pasco, along I-82, you've got high winds. These are going to go all the way over through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I-90, and over into Montana, covering all of the northern part of Montana, specifically also in the Great Falls area, Butte, Montana. We've got winds coming along the Rocky Mountain front. You can get 40 to 55 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 75 miles per hour. Also high winds tonight near Laramie, Wyoming, also Elk Mountain, Wyoming, along I-80. High winds moved out of Southern California. Warm-up trend coming this weekend for Southern California and Southwest.
All righty, North Dakota, South Dakota, you've got some windy conditions and some fire watches going on in both of those states there along I-94 and I-90. Up in Minnesota, north and east of Minneapolis, you've got a fire watch up in there. But then towards Duluth, oh boy, snow. Yes, I said snow. A winter weather advisory up in that northeastern corner, Duluth up to the Canadian border and over there towards the Great Lakes and the upper part of Massachusetts tonight. Really cold weather and windy conditions along the water. Now, coming on down, and we will come on down the Mississippi River, when you get on down towards Arkansas, let's see, not Arkansas, where am I going here? I'm going further south, Arkansas, southeastern corner, and then down into the northern part of Mississippi, Alabama, all of Tennessee, rain, flood watches, flood warnings, flooding pretty good right now. If you're coming up out of Louisiana up into Tennessee, there's some pretty good water areas there where there's flooding going on. You've also got some flooding down in the lower part of Louisiana and Mississippi. And we've got a big area of dense fog, and I mean dense fog, slowing traffic down from right about Tallahassee, Florida. Well, now it's about Big Bend. It's moved over a little bit. About Big Bend, Florida, on I-10, it would be up there west of Live Oak, all the way across, ladies and gentlemen, to New Orleans, Louisiana. Then it gets patchy until you get over into about Baton Rouge, over to Beaumont, and then it gets patchy again over towards Houston. But all the way down to the Mexican border, you're going to be in it if you're going that way down out of Houston down along the water. So that's the way that looks. And then up along the eastern coast tonight, we have got gale force winds all the way from Cape May, New Jersey, all the way up to Nova Scotia. There's a little bit of snow way up in the tip of Maine tonight, Kyle, which is kind of unusual. One little area up there where it's snowing, and that's the only place in the country other than Minnesota and Snoqualmie Pass where it's snowing tonight on I-90.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and again, we appreciate him. Now we're going to jump over to the other line, and this is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, a funny thing happened on the way to the computer yesterday. It seems that Joe Biden
has invited China's Pai and Russia's Putin to a virtual climate summit, so says a U.S. official. What are they going to do, Zoom it?
You mean President Xi.
Oh, that's right. I said Pai. Yeah. And Putin.
Correct.
Yep. I like, to call him Pai just because I like to insult the Chinese, but go ahead.
I'm not even sure I can begin to understand why Biden would do this. I mean, it's, you know, the two largest adversaries that we have, and then we're going to discuss climate change. You know, this cat needs to clear the deck for so many other issues that are going on, other than climate change, most of which is immigration and the border. So something tells me that they're really trying to change the discussion in Washington, D.C., rather than, you know, have it concentrate on his early miserable policy failures that are affecting the country. So, I also think that John Kerry's got an awful lot to do with this, who's the climate change czar.
Well, you saw the 17 senators, Republican senators, down on the board.
I did. I watched that entire press conference, and yep, it was absolutely riveting.
Yep. And then you had Omar and Aguilar from California. They're giving a totally different story, and I'm just wondering what planet they live on.
Well, when you listen to these Democrats, you know that they know the truth, but they all pretty much say the same thing because there are these points, these rebuttals, talking points that come out, and they stick to them. They're provided, and I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they come from. Some lobbyists or the DNC or the DCCC, I have no idea. But they all say the same thing. But you notice not one Democrat was in the Senator's envoy to the border yesterday.
Yeah. That's very true, and stir your coffee gently. By the way, we're going to get into a conversation when we come back. Jen Psaki, not the drink, and Pete Ducey, Steve's son, had a little bit of a contest back and forth, and we're going to play the audio of that. You're going to love it. 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 And then you make up your own mind whether or not she should be circling back somewhere else. Alrighty, we're going to go to break and we'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.